ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाक्या चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरूपेश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सीकिंग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज सो वी वुड लाइक टू डिस्कस फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 36 वर्स नंबर 20। प्रतियाते तु ते वर्षो प्रतियाते तु ते वर्षो कंसाभाष्यकेशिनम् प्रेषयामास हन्यताम् भवता रामकेशवौ प्रतियाते तु देवर्षौ कंसाभास्य केशिनम् प्रेषयामास हन्येताम् भवता रामकेशवौ प्रतियाते तु देवर्षौ कंसाभास्य केशिनम् प्रेषयामास हन्येताम् भवता रामकेशवौ प्रेषयामास हन्येताम् भवता रामकेशवौ प्रतियाते तु देवर्षौ कंसाभाष्यकेशिनम् प्रेषयामास हन्येताम् भवता रामकेशवौ माताजी प्रतियाते तु देवर्षौ कंसाभास्य केशिनम् प्रेषयामास हन्येताम् भवता रामकेशवौ वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद प्रतियाते हैविंग लेफ्ट To then, Devarsho, the sage among the demigods, Kamsaha, Kim Kamsa, Abhashya, addressing, Kesinam, the demon Kesi, Preshayamasa, he sent him, Hanyatam, the two should be killed. Bhavata, by you, Ramakesava, Balaram and Krishna. Translation. After Narada left, King Kamsa summoned Kesi and ordered him, go kill Ram and Krishna. Purport. Before having Krishna and Balaram brought to Mathura, Kamsa tried sending one more demon to Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. So, I am very fortunate to have the opportunity to glorify the pastimes of Supreme Lord Krishna. Glorification of the pastimes of Supreme Lord is beneficial for both speaker and hearer. And what is the benefit? The greatest benefit is for us, especially, that our heart, which is filled with so many dirty things, which creates various kinds of obstacles on the path of devotional service to Krishna. So those anarthas, those impurities, dirty things, which are known as unwanted things, anartha means unwanted, so they are cleansed completely simply by speaking and hearing about the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. That is why when Lord Krishna or any other incarnation, they descend to this material world, so one of the most important purpose of their descent is to establish this dharma. Dharma means to glorify, to hear the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. That is known as dharma. That is why when Kunti Maharani she was praying to Krishna, and in one of the verses she was explaining that why Krishna descends to this material world. So she says, Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham means just to establish the dharma, you descend in this material world so that and you perform various kinds of attractive pastimes, and simply by hearing those pastimes we get purified. So these chapters, all these pastimes which are mentioned in 10th canto, we have been hearing for many times, but the more we hear, our heart gets cleansed. And each and every pastime has a specific meaning, lessons to be learnt, especially when Krishna is killing so many demons. So every killing of every demon constitutes a purpose. Well, each and every demon is compared as one of the anarthas which are present in our heart. So today we should we'll try to learn as per the teachings of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Chaitanya Sikshamrita. Bhaktivinoda Thakur very elaborately explains each and every demon, what they represent and how Krishna kills them, and how these demons create obstacles in our path to devotional service to Krishna. So this is the last demon, and one more demon, Vyomasur. These two demons were killed at the last in the Vrindavan pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And acharyas explain that specifically this demon, Kesi demon or Arishtasur, the bull demon. So this demon is the greatest obstacle on the path of a sincere sadhak. There are other demons which we discuss, like Putana. Putana represent false guru. So those who are not sincere, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, those who want to get cheated, they get cheater. That is why we find in this, especially in this Kali Yuga, so many cheater, bogus gurus, they have appeared. And they are so nicely nourished. By whom? By those insincere or those who want to get cheated. So they become their followers. That's why we find these bogus gurus, they have millions and millions of followers. So Putana represented false guru, and that was the obstacles for those who are insincere in devotional service. And as we move ahead, so these obstacles become more and more subtle, anarthas become more and more subtle, and at last this demon known as Kesi or Arishtasur, this becomes the greatest obstacle for those sincere devotees who have accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shri Shri Radha Das Bihari ki, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So devotees, as Srila Rupa Goswami mentions, our journey towards Krishna consciousness begins from faith, adho shraddha, tata sadhu sangha, bhajan kriya, anartha nivritti, nishtha, and further up till prema. So adho shraddha, beginning with when a sadhaka starts his journey, so gradually in the association of devotees, by hearing their instructions from the scriptures and taking shelter of the holy name of the Lord and serving the Lord, the deity form and various other services, the beginner, the sadhaka, he gradually becomes purified. He starts making advancement in Krishna consciousness. And what are the effects? We find symptoms of one who is advancing in Krishna consciousness. Srila Rupa Goswami mentions that execution of pure devotional service brings six kinds of symptoms, beginning with Kleshada, Klesha Agni, and Shubhada. These are the two first two symptoms which gets easily manifested even for persons like us, we are sadhakas. So in this way he starts progressing and develops faith in the holy name of the Lord and in devotees, and he develops the desire to render pure devotional service. Otherwise, so many people, there are many devotees of the Lord, millions and millions of the devotees. Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning, he was giving lecture, So in his lectures, he used to explain that of course we don't find so many temples, Hare Krishna temple, in European and Western countries, but we have thousands of temples in India and millions of devotees in India. And in India especially, everyone is a devotee, because more or less everyone has some kind of faith in God. But most of the devotees, they come with a purpose to the Lord, not to serve the Lord. As Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna. Sukritino arjuna means they are pious. Why they are pious? Because they come to me. They take shelter of me. But what is the problem? They come with a purpose to mitigate their suffering, to get some wealth or some other material things. But Krishna appreciates this. In the next verse, he says, Udara sarve etehi. All these people, they are magnanimous soul, great soul. Udara means big heart, great souls. So Krishna appreciates their coming to him and asking even material benedictions. But out of all these people who come, one who is in knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is most dear to me, Krishna explains. And who is in knowledge? Acharyavan Purusho Veda. One who comes in association of the devotees and join their company and regularly associates with them, like we are doing here. Every day we are hearing about Krishna and we are associating with devotees. So in this way, the same person who earlier he came with the material motivation, he becomes jnani, knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And gradually in the association of devotees, as he executes the instructions of the spiritual master, he progresses. So earlier his motivation was to get something from the Lord, but at least in the association, he develops the desire that I should not ask anything from the Lord, but rather I should serve him purely without any motivation. That is called pure devotional service. Sacrificing all other, my material needs, everything. So in this way, he progresses, and gradually his anarthas, gradually it gets diminished one by one. Lust, anger, all the unwanted things which were earlier creating so much disturbances in his life, now he feels relief, great relief, simply by taking shelter of the Lord. In this way, he crosses most of the obstacles. But then finally what happens? This demon named Kesi, he enters, the last demon, Kamsa sends. Kamsa means represented by Maya. So Maya sends. And that is the anartha of considering oneself to be an advanced devotee. Thinking oneself that I can become a devotee of Krishna, or I am a devotee of Krishna. In one of the writings, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this point. He says, if I think I am a Vaishnava, I am a devotee, then I allow myself to be worshipped by others and I become an Acharya. I proclaim myself an Acharya, and then I allow others to touch my feet, to take my remnants, and in this way I am sure to go to hell. So the same thing has been explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Why he says like this? Because as soon as a devotee who is sincere in the path of devotional service, he makes some progress, and if he thinks that now I can control my mind and senses by executing the devotional service of the Lord, now I know the process and I am able to take shelter of the Lord, I am able to chant the holy name of Krishna, and because he has already passed through some stages, so he has realized also that simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, taking shelter of his lotus feet, I can overcome all the anarthas. So then the next subtle anartha, which has been also explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Harinam Chintamani, known as Bhakti Jata Anartha. Anarthas which are created by execution of devotional service. So it's not that bhakti or devotional service is mother of those anarthas. This is not the meaning. Bhakti is completely independent, and bhakti only creates or generates devotion service, pure devotion service to Krishna. Even sakam bhakti, devotional service which is materially motivated, which we are practicing, we are sadhakas, so we have material motivations also, material desires. So even our execution of devotional service, which is not yet completely pure, completely can be called as pure devotional service, even this execution of devotional service eventually leads to generation or manifestation of pure devotional service. This has been explained by Srila Rupa Goswami, as I already mentioned, Adho Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Bhajan Kriya Atah Anartha Nivritti Shyat. And as soon as anarthas are eliminated, one comes to the platform of Nishtha, and then his journey begins towards pure devotional service. So even mixed devotional service becomes a cause, can manifest the pure devotional service. So what to speak of pure devotional service itself? It only manifests or intensifies the love for the Supreme Lord Krishna. So those anarthas which are generated by the execution of devotional service are only because of our own lacking in spiritual practices. That is why in one of the lectures Srila Prabhupada explains that by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by the mercy of this Hare Krishna movement, by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you all have become so brilliant, and you look like Vaikuntha man, means you have advanced so much. But don't think like you are advanced devotee. Always remember your previous life. In one of the purport of this Ajamila section, Srila Prabhupada writes, when Ajamila ultimately, he repents a lot that what I have done, I have committed great sins, so great offenses towards my parents, towards the Lord. So in that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, one should always remember his previous life, his history, before coming to Krishna consciousness, what he was. So in this way, he will always remain humble. So Srila Prabhupada, he was explaining in that lecture that don't become puffed up, and don't think that now you have advanced. As soon as you think that I have become advanced, immediately you will fall down. And again, Punar Mushika Bhava. So like this, Srila Prabhupada was explaining. And this is a fact. What happens when we think this illusion, this Keshi Dhiman Arishtasur, when it enters in our heart, and we think that now I am advanced and I can manage myself. So this doership mentality, Karta Bhav, comes in our heart. And as a result, we start this practice of regulative devotional service slackens. We start missing morning programs, Mangala Arati. Okay, if I don't attend Mangala Arati for 1 or 2 days, doesn't matter. I can chant. And we start postponing our japa. And we start miss so many different things. We start taking interest in material affairs, and we become casual in dealing with material things, material objects and materialistic people. And because of this, then there is a very chance that we will again fall down. So because of that tendency only, these anarthas are arisen. So in this verse, this Kesi demon, so Kamsa, here it is explained, Kamsa, after Narad Muni has described everything, what is the reality about Krishna and Balaram, so Kamsa, he becomes very angry, and then she preshayam asa hanyatam kesinam, he sends Kesi demon. So here the word preshayam asa, he sent him, hanyatam, the two should be killed. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains this word as Kamsa, the other meaning, he explains that Kamsa sent these two, this demon, Kesi, to be killed by Krishna and Balaram. So this is the meaning, and this is very much applicable with us also. So these anarthas, obstacles, they come in our life, it appears that they are coming in our life to kill us, to kill our Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness and Krishna is non-different. So these obstacles and anarthas, they come to kill our Krishna consciousness. But as explained in this verse, this demon Kesi, he went to kill Krishna and Balaram, but rather actually he was destined to be killed by Krishna and Balaram. How? When the Kesi demon approached Krishna and Balaram, Krishna and Balaram they killed him there with their power. Similarly, in our life, many times when these anarthas, obstacles or challenges, problems, they come in our life, so we find ourselves very much in disturbing situation, that now what will happen? Now I am gone. Now my Krishna consciousness, my bhakti will be killed. But we should always remember, Krishna consciousness or bhakti, being non-different from Krishna himself, can never be killed, can never be destroyed. It always becomes victorious. The only thing is that we stick to the lotus feet of Krishna. Just like when so many demons, they were coming in Vrindavan to kill Brajavasis and Krishna and Balaram. So what was the reaction of Brajavasis? Were they fleeing away, leaving Brajbhumi, fleeing away? What were their reactions? They were taking shelter of Krishna. They were chanting the holy name of Krishna. Instead of going away and leaving Krishna's association, they were taking shelter of Krishna. Rather, although these demons, they were coming because of Krishna. Because Krishna and Balaram, they were residing in Braja, that is why all these demons were coming. When Krishna and Balaram, they were not there, everyone were there, they were very peaceful. Similarly, in our life, when Krishna consciousness was not there, when we did not begin our bhakti, at that time we were executing our business. And even though anarthas were there and we were entangled in the anarthas, but we never felt like that these are obstacles, these should be removed. Rather, most of the people, they enjoy their anarthas because of being in ignorance. And as soon as we come to join ISKCON temple and through the process of executing devotional service, Krishna consciousness is awakened in our heart, even little bit. So Krishna appears in our heart. So all those anarthas, they start appearing and they start disturbing us. And it appears that now I am killed, now I am gone. But if we, like the Brajavasis, if we also stick to the lotus feet of Krishna and we take shelter of Krishna, never leave his lotus feet, even if so many challenges and anarthas, they come, and many times they may even overcome us, defeat us practically, still we should not leave the lotus feet of Krishna, because simply by being in the association of the Supreme Lord, all these obstacles, anarthas, demons will be eventually killed. That is why in 11th canto, in Uddhava Gita, while instructing to Uddhava, Lord Krishna, he explained this point very clearly, that jata shraddha mat kathado. One, my devotee who has developed faith, intense faith in my katha, my message in me. So sometimes even though he becomes defeated by the desires for sense gratification, and not only defeated, practically harassed, and although he tries very hard to control his mind and senses to overcome these disturbances, but sometimes these disturbances and it practically, the desires for sense gratification defeats him and he loses hope, then Krishna gives the instruction what he should do. So Krishna says that he should again start executing the devotional service of my devotional service. He should with great faith and enthusiasm continue to serve me, to hear about me, to chant my holy name, and eventually he will be victorious. And Krishna says that those desires for sense gratifications, all these anarthas, demons, they will never be able to defeat my devotee eventually. That is why in the Bhagavad Gita also Lord Krishna says, Api chetasu duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadhur eva samantavya. That person, that devotee should be considered a devotee only, saintly person only. Why? Even if he sometimes engages in most abominable activities, because bhajate mam drinavrta. He is ananya bhag. Ananya bhag means, ananya means no other shelter. Ananya is applicable for pure devotees also. They constantly remember, they never forget Krishna. But even for sadhakas, the meaning of ananya, in one of the lectures Srila Prabhupada explains that ananya means one who does not take shelter of any other demigods, does not take shelter of anyone else. Even if he is defeated, he is fighting with his anarthas, and he is sometimes tangled in the maya, but still, within his heart, he keeps the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, again comes back to the shelter of the Lord. That is called ananya bhag. And Krishna guarantees, he says, that with this mentality, when my devotee serves me, sipram bhavati dharmatma, shashvat shantim nigachati, kaunteya pratijane, name bhakta pranashyati. Sipram means very soon he will become dharmatma, a great soul, a pure devotee. Very soon he will become. So that is the, promise or conviction, confidence given by our Supreme Lord Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita. Whenever Krishna is spoken, whether in the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find Krishna is always emphasizing this point. At least one or two times he emphasizes this point, that one who takes shelter of my lotus feet and sticks to it, never leaves it, doesn't matter whatever his condition may be, he becomes victorious. In the third canto also, Kirat Hunand, this verse comes. So there also Sukadeva Goswami explains that even the such degraded persons like Milechas and Yavanas, who have no rules and regulations, no sense control, they also become devotees of highest order simply by taking shelter of the lotus feet of an empowered Acharya like Srila Prabhupada. So in this way, these anarthas, although they are very powerful, but if we stick to the lotus feet of Krishna, eventually they get eradicated, or they get destroyed. The only thing is that we should always remember what our job is, what we are supposed to do. Like in Vrindavan, Brajava says, when all these demons, they were attacking in Vraja, so all the Brajavasis, they have only one thing to do. They never tried to kill any demon. They never tried to flee away. Or then they never tried to plan something, how we can escape these demons. But what they did their job of taking shelter of Krishna. And all these demons, they were killed by Krishna himself. So we should remember what is our duty, our job, and what is Krishna's job. Like when we serve in corporate offices, they assign, when we join, so they assign our KRA, key responsibility areas. Every profile has specific key responsibility areas that is meant to be executed by that person. So similarly, our KRA, key responsibility area, what our duty business is, to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And what is Krishna's KRA? That is to kill these demons and anarthas. And it may take sometimes it may take a little longer to get destroyed, completely get free from all these anarthas, but eventually it goes away. But in the process of performing devotional service, it happens that we sometimes feel that these anarthas, they are overcoming us, and we are unable to surpass them. But simply by chanting the holy name and taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, it eventually gets destroyed. Just like, suppose you are preparing condensed milk. So when you are preparing condensed milk and you have put it on the stove, so it takes hours and hours together. So it requires patience and time to this preparation to make. So during this process, what happens many times, this milk comes out of the pot. So at that time, if we stop the stove completely and think, no, it's not possible to make this condensed milk, that is not possible. As soon as I put it on the stove, immediately these anarthas, the milk comes out of the pot. So how is it possible? So similarly, these anarthas, disturbances in our life, they keep coming time to time, and they try to disturb us. But simply by having patience, like Srila Rupa Goswami explains in the verse, Utsaha Nishayat Dhairyat, with enthusiasm and determination, and the most important one is patience, if one continues to execute the devotional process of devotional service, then eventually these anarthas will get vanquished, and very nice sweet preparation, condensed milk of Krishna Prema, will manifest in our heart to be offered at the lotus feet of Krishna. So this is one of the teachings from the KC demon. Another important teaching is, another anartha explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, this KC demon, he came in the form of a bull, in a disguised form. Although he is a demon, but he is coming as a bull in the species of cow. So similarly, this represents practicing of various kind of cheating religious system, which is explained in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Prochita Kaitubo Atra Paramo Nirmatsara Nam. Ki dharma, all kinds of cheating religious system has been destroyed or eradicated from Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is this cheating type of religious system? Any religious system which teaches or which promotes the desires for sense gratification, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, is considered as a cheating type of religious system. What to if this is considered as the cheating type of religious system, then what to speak of so many so-called other religious system which has been concocted by the self-made acharyas. So those are all cheating types of religious system. But even the desires for sense gratification, means execution of any religious system, dharma, for the purpose of making our material life good, for the purpose of cultivating sense gratification, is also considered as cheating type of religious system. So this KC demon, he came in this form of, in this disguised form. So it also appears in the life of a sadhaka. So when we are practicing this devotional service, so this demon, sometimes it appears in our heart. Although we hear and we know from the scriptures, hearing from the spiritual master, instructions from the devotees, that the purpose of executing devotional service or serving the Supreme Lord is to give pleasure to the Supreme Lord, to awaken our lost relationship with Him, to awaken our love for Him. But many times while practicing, this demon enters in our heart and we execute devotional service for some ulterior purposes, like to attain material positions, material things, name, fame, and all other material desires. So this should also be taken care. And all these anarthas, all these material desires, they come in a disguised form. Many times, with our own little bit of spiritual intelligence or knowledge, we are able to identify. And sometimes our seniors who are guiding us, they correct us and they tell us that these anarthas are appearing like bhakti in your life. But sometimes it may also happen that even we are not able to understand that what I am doing, although we have the desire, sincere desire to serve Krishna purely, to become Krishna's pure devotee, but this demon of which is represented by a cheating type of religious system comes in the disguised form of bull, and we consider it to be like a perfect system of religious system, means pure devotional service. So at that time, how we can identify this and how we can overcome So this has been explained in our scriptures. Everything has been explained properly. So if whatever process we are doing, whatever we are executing, and the result has been already given to us. So from time to time, we can judge with the result. Like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that regularly, especially every Ekadasi, we should contemplate that whatever devotional service I am executing and what result I am getting. And what is the result? Result is actually consciousness. And pure form of Krishna consciousness is the desired result for executing the process of devotional service. So from time to time we should contemplate that whatever devotional service I have been executing from so many years, or let's from so for last few months I am executing, what is my consciousness? Whether I am losing my pure Krishna consciousness or I am maintaining my pure form of Krishna consciousness. So in this way, by contemplation, we can understand that whether this Arishtasur, KC demon, is coming in our heart or not. And if we identify that this demon has entered in my heart, like the same weed which appear like creeper of Bhakti Lata, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, Bhakti Lata beach, creeper of devotional service, and there are various weeds which also appear like this Bhakti Lata beach. So if we can able to identify, then we should start uprooting these weeds. And how these weeds are uprooted? The weeds are uprooted by again nourishing the devotional plant of Bhakti, creeper of Bhakti Lata beach. And sometimes it may so happen that we are unable to understand what kind of weed is this, what kind of how we know that I am not getting the desired result of my pure form of Krishna consciousness, but we are unable to identify or unable to correct or improve. So the best means of actually identifying and correcting is to pray to the Supreme Lord, because the Supreme Lord Krishna, He is present within our heart as Paramatma. So He knows in and out of our heart. He knows everything about us. So any devotee, any person who sincerely prays to the Supreme Lord and submitting with full frankness that, my dear Lord, somehow or other I am entangled in this material existence, although I am trying to execute devotional service, but I know there are various kinds of anarthas. So please help me. Please bless me. Give me proper intelligence. Give me proper strength. And remove these anarthas. Remove these disturbances. So Krishna, when He hears this prayer, sincere prayer and sincere desire of the devotee, He becomes very much pleased. And then He says that here is my devotee who wants to become my pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada explains in one of the lectures, when Krishna sees that one of his devotees is reading Bhagavad Gita, so what is the feeling of Krishna? So Krishna thinks, here is my devotee, he wants to understand me. So let me give him intelligence so that he can understand me. So in this way, when we sincerely pray to Krishna and pray for His pure devotional service only, then Krishna helps us from within. And He creates such circumstances, such association. Like we all have been gifted with this pure form of spiritual association. Why? Because in our past, either in this life or in our previous life, we must have desired or prayed to the Supreme Lord to become His sincere devotees. That is why we have been given this chance to practice pure devotional service. And this continues. So again, it comes again when we are bewildered, when we find ourselves lost, or when we are unable to understand why I am not able to make progress. So again we should sincerely pray to the Supreme Lord, and He guides us. He will definitely make arrangement. The only thing in this process, in this journey, we should make a vow that we don't leave the association of devotees, we don't leave the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Then eventually, definitely, Krishna, being very merciful, He guides, He gives intelligence, and He creates facilities, opportunities, such devotional atmosphere, association of devotees, And sometimes even she forcefully drags a sincere soul to again serve his lotus feet. And in this way, all our anarthas gradually gets destroyed. And we will also eventually may become one day pure devotee of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. If there are any corrections, I have committed any mistakes, please correct me.
Hare Krishna, thanks for a wonderful class. Young age, you got great realization. Two points. One is cheaters and cheated. Initially, when people come to, they go to spiritualism, they have no knowledge. How they can know that he's a right guru or not? Definitely will be cheated. No knowledge. How you explain that point?
Actually, whatever a person he finds any false guru, so that is like Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, this is because he wants to get cheated. So what is the meaning of this? He wants to get cheated. The meaning is that he does not sincerely want to become a devotee of Krishna. He wants to remain away from the Supreme Lord. He still has the desire to enjoy away from the Supreme Lord. Material desires. There is difference between material desires present in the life, in the heart of a sadhaka and those others. In the heart of a sadhaka like us, we have material desires, but we don't desire to keep it with us. We want to get free from these anarthas. So that is different. But others who want to cultivate those anarthas, who want to remain in this material world, so Krishna only from within he guides. Krishna only convinces him that you don't go to Hare Krishna. They are not proper for you. He convinces from within this false guru is good for you. So it is the job of Krishna only. He only gives intelligence to everyone, whether devotees or non-devotees. Krishna only gives intelligence and convinces with logic what path he should follow. But it's not that the Krishna becomes the cause of their destiny. The cause is he himself, because he desires to remain away from the Supreme Lord. So Krishna mercifully gives him intelligence like this. But even if such kind of person, if some or other they can get the blessing of a pure devotee, their heart may get converted. He may, with the association of a pure devotee, because a pure devotee is carrying pure love for Krishna, bhakti. So with that association, that person may also develop a desire to become like him, because a pure devotee manifests so many good qualities and he becomes so attractive. Why? Because he is carrying Krishna within his heart, so he also becomes as attractive as Krishna. So any fallen person, if he gets attracted towards him and desires that I should also be like him, even materially, then his desire may get changed and Krishna may guide him to the proper path.
Thank you. Second point, you mentioned whenever there is trouble in Vrindavan, asuras coming in form, different forms, gopis, gopas, all the Vrindavan residents, they pray to Krishna. But Vrindavan Bhav, there is no Krishna as the Supreme Lord. He is like one of the players. So if they pray to Krishna for protection, then that Bhav is disturbed. Krishna doesn't like that disturbance, right? Like in the Rasalila, when Lord Shiva wanted to enter, then his bhava was different, then he was kept out, something like that, because his bhava was not that of a Madhurya bhava. So here all the Vrindavan residents are having love for Krishna and they don't know Krishna as the Supreme Lord. So why they pray to Krishna? That is the point.
Yeah. It's a good question, and it was asked by one devotee earlier, I think Gokleshwar Prabhu, he was giving class. So I will repeat the answer. So Prabhuji explained that all the Brajavasis, when they pray to Krishna for protection, it is not free from these disturbances. But out of intense love, naturally they call out for Krishna, Krishna's protection. So this is natural for them. So it's not that they are praying because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but because they have intense love, so they have firm faith that Krishna will protect us. So because of love, they have the faith that Krishna will always protect us. So that is their natural way of calling. When we call Krishna for our protection, so the central focus is the problem. Considering the problem, we call Krishna. But when we're Brajavasis, they call Krishna, they call out of pure love. The central point is love for Krishna. And in another explanation I have also heard, like Brajavasis, they always think what will make Krishna most happy. So they always consider these facts. So they find if any situation arises, any demons, they come and they kill us, then Krishna will become most unhappy. So that is why also they pray for Krishna's protection.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, actually I was supposed to take 10 verses, but someone that I forgot. Should I just read translation and... No? Pardon the translation? Theek hai.
Hare Krishna. His comment is vishay mein. Jab ye aapattiyaye brajavasiyon par, to Prabhu hamesha raksha kiye. To जाके राखे साया मार सके ना कोई बाल भी बाका कर ना सके जब जगत वैरी होए. इसी प्रकार का बंगाली में भी कहावत है मारे कृष्ण राखे के राखे कृष्ण मारे के. जब प्रभु किसी को मारते हैं कोई बचा नहीं सकता है और जब प्रभु किसी को बचाते हैं कोई मार नहीं सकता है. कुशल रहना है तो प्रभु की शरण लो, इससे में है जीवन साफल्य. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Roji will translate after.
Hare Krishna, Proji. Thank you very much, Proji. Very nice class. Proji, I have one question. That you were mentioning how somebody is going through anartha. So Krishna will help him by... devotees, they will point out or they will say, and this anartha will go by watering the proper root. But somebody is out of innocence or somebody is out of his pride of devotion, he is not able to see that devotees are helping me. So how he can be helped? Or he is out of innocence, he is not able to pray to Lord also.
Okay, so your question is, how can I, if I am unable to understand that devotees are helping me, the Lord is helping me. So what is the question? Means, how he can?
How I can get rid of this anartha? If this
because even if you don't know, but these anarthas are there, you know the anarthas, you know the disturbances, that I am afflicted with these disturbances, these anarthas. So considering that, we can pray to Krishna. Suppose we pray to Krishna and we are in the association of devotees. Right now, being in the association of devotees, I am unable to understand that because of being in the association of devotees, I am saved from these disturbances. Then, Krishna sometimes creates the situation that we go away from the association of devotees for some time, and then we realize, no, whatever bhakti I was doing, that is because I was in the association of devotees. And even these ecstatic symptoms, sometimes a sadhaka also manifests ecstatic symptoms. It is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So those ecstatic symptoms are also manifested in our heart sometimes because of we are present in the association of devotees. Because in this assembly of devotees, some devotees, some advanced devotees are there. Like in our Hare Krishna land Juhu, so many advanced devotees, Maharajas, Sannyasis, they come and we hear from them. They chant, we hear their classes. So their bhava sometimes is also dropped, you can say, gets manifested in our heart. So that is the biggest advantage of being in the association of devotees. So we become, even though we are not qualified, so we are also blessed with some drop of nectar of that pure form of Krishna consciousness, which then gives the thrill within our heart to come more close to the lotus feet of Krishna. And that only encourages a devotee. That day Nimanite Prabhu was explaining this point, that that encouragement forces the devotee to become pure devotee. Time ho gaya mere kya se. Hare Krishna. Wind up kar do. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.